When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
Make just one heart the heart you sing.
Sing to her and
to
make her happy. One,
there's only one smile that cheers you.
One face that lights when it nears you. One girl, you're everything.
Make her happy, real, real happy.
Fame,
what good is fame if you win it?
Comes and goes in a minute.
Where's the real stuff in life to cling?
Got to have someone to cling to.
Love is the answer.
Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her, build your world around her.
Make someone happy.
Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Two can only be happy as one. That's how all of life was begun.
Never let it be said it's not true, 'cause it's you for me and me for you.
Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff?
Where's the real stuff in life to cling?
Where's the real stuff to cling to?
Love
is the answer.
Someone to love
is the answer.
Once you found her, build your world all around her. Make someone happy.
Make someone happy.
Make someone happy.
So very happy.
Happy too.
Just try to make someone happy,
make. Just try to make someone happy,
and you will be happy too.
That was Stephen Eady, Making Listeners Happy. And if there have ever been a pair of lyricists who made the American public and the American musical theater happy, it is, of course, Betty and Adolph. And if you're saying Betty and Adolph who, you are listening to the wrong program. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here at 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, on a bright but slightly chilly weekend as we emanate our songs out of the Hamptons on the East End. Well, Betty Comden and Adolph Green were Broadway's preeminent lyricist duo, and what a time they are having right now. The Bandwagon just wrapped up at Encores. On the Town is a big hit on a revival on Broadway. On the 20th Century is coming back. I have put On the Town as one of the 16 scripts that I edited for the Library of America critical edition of American musicals. And Adolph Green would have turned 100 this week. So let us celebrate Betty and Adolph. So much to play. I'll keep quiet. We'll go to their first Broadway show, which was, of course, On the Town in 1944. They had been asked to write the book and lyrics by their old pal, Leonard Bernstein, whom they knew from Adolph Green knew from summer camp, and they worked together with Judy Holliday downtown in the Village, a group called The Reviewers, that kind of wacky nightclub humor that you used to get in the late 30s, early 40s. And they wrote two whopping good parts for themselves, Claire de Lune and Ozzy. I guess we don't know Ozzy's last name. At any rate, here are Comden and Green themselves singing the lyrics they wrote to Bernstein's music from On the Town, getting very carried away.
Modern man, what is it? Just a collection of complexes and neurotic impulses that occasionally break through.
You mean sometimes you blow your top, like me?
I do. I try hard to stay controlled, but I get carried away. Try to act aloof and cold, but I get carried away. Why can't I just say the music's grand? Why must I leap up on the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro stick and start leading the
party. Cut it away, cut it away, you'll get carried, yes, carried away.
And when I go to see a moving picture show and I'm watching actors in a scene, I stop to think what's happening is really so. The girl, I must protect her. The villain, don't respect her. I leap to her defense and knock a hole right through the screen.
Carried away, carried away, I get carried, yes, carried away. I try hard to keep detached, but I get carried away. Try to act less booby-hatched, but I get carried away.
Carried away.
When shopping, I'm a sucker for a bargain sale. If something is marked down upon a shelf, my sense of what is practical begins to fail. I buy one, then another, another, then another. I buy the whole store out and I'm in business for myself.
Carried away,
I get carried away.
And when I go to see my friends off on a train, golly, how I hate to see them go. For then my love of traveling I can't restrain. The time has come for parting, the train's already starting. I hop a freight and in a flash I'm off to Buffalo.
Those were numbers from On the Town, which was the first show for which Betty and I wrote the book and lyrics. Now, this was also the first Broadway show for Leonard Bernstein, and it was also the first and last time to date that we had played parts in a Broadway show. Anyway, while still working on the show, we got to work on the next one, which turned out to be a musical comedy called Billion Dollar Baby, with music by Morton Gould.
It may be because we wrote this show, which was about the 1920s, that we were asked to come out to Hollywood to write the screenplay for a movie, which was a campus classic of that same period, a movie called Good News. Well, Good News was never a picture we were entirely happy with. We used to say that they were the big three of cinema history: Potemkin, Intolerance, and Good News. We wrote one extra song for the score of this picture with Roger Edens, and this took place in a scene where a young co-ed is teaching French to a football hero. It's called The French Lesson. The book, le livre.
Le livre, the book.
The pen, la plume.
La plume, the pen.
La chaise.
La chaise.
Le crayon.
Le crayon.
Le cahier.
Le cahier.
Le papier.
Le papier.
Rouge, noir et blanc, a red, black and white.
Rouge, blanc et noir.
You're fairly bright. Now, please go back.
Ah, but I get them right. Rouge, blanc et noir, le papier, le cahier, le crayon, la chaise, la plume, le livre et rouge, la chaise et noir.
That's wonderful.
You call this work, it's more like play. In no time flat, your pal won't say.
And
enough?
No, I'm just beginning.
Well, you asked for it. The door, la porte.
La porte, the door.
Of wood, du bois.
Du bois, of wood.
To open, ouvrir.
Ouvrir, to open.
To shut, fermer.
Fermer, to shut.
The pronouns that you need are je and vous.
Je means me and vous means you.
Now, do them all.
Just watch me plow right through. Je et vous, tu chantes fermé, tu ouvres, ouvrir la porte, du bois, rouge, blanc, et noir, le papier, le crayon, le crayon, la chaise, le plume, le livre, j'ouvre la porte, je ferme la porte.
That's marvelous.
My thirst for learning you can't quench. Come fill me up to here with French.
More?
More.
You'll explode.
Who cares?
The hand, la main.
La main, the hand.
The mouth, la bouche.
La bouche, the mouth.
Les yeux sont bleus.
They sure are blue.
The hair, les cheveux.
Les cheveux, the hair.
The words for boy and girl, garçon et fille.
Garçon et fille are he and she.
Now, from the top.
I'll get my French degree. Garçon et fille, les cheveux, the hair, les yeux sont bleus, la bouche, la main. Je et vous, tu chantes fermé, tu ouvres, ouvrir la porte, du bois, rouge, blanc, et voir le papier, le crayon, le crayon, la chaise, la plume, le livre, madame. Monsieur, les yeux sont bleus.
You're crazy.
Won't you come and join me in our dance?
U.S. President of France.
Yes, a full round of applause for Betty and Adolph. That's from a show they did called A Party with Comden and Green. And that's who we're celebrating today, Comden and Green. And they explained to you how they got to Hollywood to work on Good News. Well, they did so many great shows with many great composers. They worked quite a lot with Julie Stein. And here is a song that they wrote for the 54 musical of Peter Pan after they had a pretty great run in Hollywood with musicals like Singin' in the Rain and The Bandwagon, for which they wrote the screenplays. I think this probably was one of Adolph's favorite songs. There is a recording of him singing it. I saw him sing it in person. I couldn't find it, but here is Cyril Richard to sing Captain Hook's waltz from Peter Pan.
At last I've reached me peak. Peter killed, and all the boys about to walk the plank. Ha 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 ha! I'm the greatest villain of all time. Who is Bluebeard?
Nobody!
Who is Nero?
Nobody!
Who is Jack the Ripper?
Nobody!
Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's the dirtiest dog in this wonderful world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Captain of villainy, murder and loot. Eager to kill any who says that his hook isn't cute.
It's cute!
Who's the slimiest rat in the pack?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's unlovable?
You.
Who's unlivable?
You.
Whose existence is quite unforgivable?
You.
Who would stoop to the cheapest and lowest of tricks in the book?
Tricks in the book!
Blimey,
slimy Captain Hook!
All mortals envy me. Yet better perhaps for Hook to have had less ambition. Oh, fame, fame, thou glittering bauble. In searching for thee, what fame have I not lost? No little children love me. I'm told they play at Peter Pan, and the strongest always chooses to be Peter. They force the baby to be Hook. The baby. That's where the canker gnaws. No! By carbonate of soda, no! Who's the swiniest?
Swiniest!
The doggiest?
Doggiest!
The slimiest?
Slimiest!
Who's the creepiest creep in the world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's dispensable?
You!
Reprehensible?
You!
Whose behavior is quite indefensible?
You!
Who's the crawlingest, cruelest, crummiest, crookedest crook?
Crookedest crook! What a prize! What a joy!
Mrs. Hook's little baby boy!
The scourge of the sea!
Just lil' old me!
Captain!
Hook!
Hook! Hook! Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook! Hook! Go! Oh!
I think Adolf Green always thought of himself as a pirate or a pirate captain like Captain Hook. As I said earlier, Comden and Green had their earlier career working for a group called the Reviewers down at the Village Vanguard. And when they went to adapt My Sister Eileen into a musical with Bernstein in 1954, they turned to their roots. Here is Donna Murphy singing about what it's like being in the village in the 1930s from a wonderful revival of a wonderful show called Wonderful Town.
Come on, sister, get a mob around you. Make with the pitch. Get hip.
Yes, sir. Hip. Step up, step up. Get hip, get hip. Come on down to the Village Vortex, home of the new jazz rage. Swing, rock and roll to the beat, beat, beat of Speedy Valenti and his crazy cats.
Hey, cats, get a load of that square.
Swing, dig the rhythm. Swing, dig the message. The jive is jumping and the music goes round and around. Whoa, ho!
Get her!
Goes around and around. Cats, make it solid. Cats, make it groovy. You gotta get your seafood mama. Your favorite dish is fish. It's your favorite dish. Don't be square. Rock right out of that rocking chair. Truck on down and let down your hair. Breathe that barrel house air. The Village Vortex, swing, dig the rhythm. Swing, dig the message. The jive is jumping and the music goes round and around. Get full of Furiakasaki, get full of the sound of swing. The solid groovy jive is sound of
swing, swing, dig the rhythm. Swing, dig the message. The guy is jumping and the music goes round and around. Whoa!
Ah!
Cats, make it solid. Cats, make it groovy. You gotta get your seafood mama. Your favorite dish is fish.
Ah! Got
Don't
it!
Be square. Rock right out of that rocking chair. Struck on down and let down your hair. Breathe the barrel house air. You gotta get with the whoa, ho, de ho.
Whoa, ho, de ho. Kicked a bucket, that old oaken bucket, dad hung in the rail, baby, I no, was it red, no, was it green, is the color of my true love's hair, hair breath, Harry with a fly,
flood eye,
hi, I dreamt, I dwelt in my hollow halls, where it ends, well,
baby, I no,
was it green, no, was it red cells in the sunset, calling me, you good for nothing, me,
toss a new chain, swinging in the trees.
Shh. Swinging in the trees, shh. Swinging in the trees, swinging.
Swing. Swing. Flood eye.
Hoi. Gesundheit.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Solid, groovy, jiving, sound of swing.
Green, no. Red, no. Me Tarzan, nah, 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 nah. That old man Mosey kicked that bucket down in the well, 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 well. My favorite dish, ah, fish.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Swing, swing.
Donna Murphy, in one of those goofy Compton and Green tributes to showbiz and the Village Vanguard. Well, we think of Compton and Green as merry jesters par excellence, but Betty and Adolph knew how to write a beautiful, simple lyric to a great ballad. Here are two back-to-back. We're going to hear Thomas Hampson singing from Wonderful Town, and then Malcolm Getz, who's doing a terrific job in Allegro now at CSC, singing a great song from Bells Are Ringing. Two ballads by Betty and Adolph.
All right, goodbye. You've taught me my lesson. Get mixed up with a genius from Ohio. It happens over and over. I pick the sharp intellectual kind. Why couldn't this time be different? Why couldn't she only be another kind? A different kind of I love a quiet girl. I love a gentle girl, warm as sunlight, soft, soft as snow. Her smile, a tender smile, her voice, a velvet voice, sweet as music, soft, soft as snow. When she is near me, the world's in repose. We need no words. She sees, she knows. But where is my quiet girl? Where is my gentle girl? Where is the special girl who is soft, soft as snow?
Before I knew you, long before I met you, I was sure I'd find you someday, somehow. I pictured someone who'd walk and talk and smile as you do, who'd make me feel as you do right now. All that was long before I held you, long before I kissed you, long before I touched you and felt this glow. But now you really are here, and now at last I know that long before I knew you, I loved you. So I pictured someone who'd walk and talk and smile as you do, who'd make me feel as you do right now. All that was long before I held you, long before I kissed you, long before I touched you and felt this glow. But now you really are here, and now at last I know that long before I knew you, I loved you so.
Malcolm Getz beautifully accompanying himself on the piano with the great Comden and Green ballad. Well, Betty and Adolph love show business more than anything, and when they got a chance to satirize it, they always leapt at the chance. And here is from one of the probably the last really great original reviews, Two on the Isle, Burt Lahr and Dolores Gray spoofing not only the Metropolitan Opera, which Adolph Green loved, but vaudeville, which they both loved. Catch our act at the Met.
Yes, sirree, feeling grand. We're an act that's in demand. Yeah, we're working steady. We're all set. Got ourselves a season at the Met. The opera once was a long-haired thing till they got a new manager, Rudolph Bing.
And now the Met's gone vaudeville.
He cleaned out the horseshoe,
dusted off the pianos,
dressed up the stage,
and undressed the sopranos.
Yeah! We don't need that Rodgers and Hammerstein. We're not dependent on the theater guild, cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Siegfried,
and I'll play Brunhilde.
Die Gatte Dammerunge.
Die Gatte Dammerunge.
Oh, we don't need to play 52nd Street in smoke and noise where everybody is soused, cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'm Margarita,
and I'll be Faust by Charlie Gounod.
By Charlie Gounod.
Say they got a band of 60 strong, knows how to help your turn along, and business is so good they had to call out the cops.
Variety says
pop-up tops.
Oh, we don't need the Copacabana show.
We're always hidden by those gall-darn trees.
But you can
always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Aida.
And I Radamese, Giuseppe Verdi.
Don't mean his brother.
And we'll be putting the wriggle into Rigolette. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
Italian opera, French and Dutch. Now have that added Broadway touch. And look at what a smash they made of Fledermaus. Variety says, Mouse packs house. We don't need to play at the Paramount. 5 shows a day and nervous breakdowns you get, 'cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Lucia,
and I'll be sextet by Donna Michia.
No, Donizetti,
and we'll be putting the Regal into Rigolette, 'cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
So don't look us up at the Strand, 'cause we'll be playing Pelias and Alison, 'cause you can always catch our act in the Met, at the Metro, Metropolitan.
High Art and Low Farce by Betty and Adolph. Compton and Green, of course. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating that couple. They were never married. They were just working partners who did so much to make people laugh and hug and cry, the great Betty Comden and Adolph Green. As I said earlier, they loved the movies. They loved all kinds of show business. They got to work in the movies, writing screenplays to things like Auntie Mame and, of course, Singin' in the Rain. Here are two songs that show not only how much they loved the movies, but how well they wrote for stars. The first is from Fade Out, Fade In, 1964 musical. They wrote for Carol Burnett. And the next is from Do Re Mi, which was a 1960-61 musical they wrote for Phil Silvers and Nancy Walker. Music in both cases by Julie Stein. Here are Betty and Adolph looking at that wacky thing called Hollywood.
The usher from the mezzanine will soon be seen on the silver screen. On the screen she once used to stare at 5 shows a day. The usher's face in black and white will fill the screen every day and night. And a million ushers will stare at her the same way. So don't give up, all you short or fat or tall girls. Democracy says fame can come to all girls. Is there a girl with soul so dead who never once to herself has said, I could make it too if I had the chance to be seen? Do I want it? Yes, I want it. So watch your local screen for the usher from the mezzanine.
Fatso, please, don't stop me trouble here. This is a nice place. Let me handle Wheeler. Wait. Mr. Wheeler! Sir, please don't get up. I just want to ask you a little advice. I know you're interested in Tilda Mullen, and they've been fighting to get her on TV. Well, I don't know too much about TV. I just get home in time to see part of the Late Late Show. You ever see it? Isn't it great? I love the dialogue those old-timers use when they say things like,
all right, punk. Lay off our property, you know what I mean? Act wise, or I'm gonna fill you so full of holes, you'll make a Swiss cheese look like solid rock. Keep off the grass, sonny boy, you know what I mean? Don't get too smart, else I'm gonna make you a lead necklace.
That's what you see when you're sitting at home, watching the Late Late Show. Don't you wish you were there instead of here? snuggled in your armchair with a bottle of beer, on your TV when you're sitting at home, watching a late, late show, with those thrills and chills, tears and ha-has from those immortal cinema stars. Come on, you wish you were there right now, I know. Watch another late, but watching the great late, late show. I just love the dialogue when they say things like, all right, punk, I'm trying to talk to you as nice, but you won't listen. It's better listen, else I'm going to turn you every way but loose. And remember, Barrymore, acting Hammy, Jules Sand, singing Mammy, sparkling Nelson Eddy, Charles Boyer, kissing Hetty, Eddie Cantor, hands a-clapping, Ruby, Keeler tapping, Cagney, Belton Bogey, Edward G., yeah. Yeah, and his stogie. Oh, I love him. He's so little, but when he grabs people, he says, oh, now, see, yeah, yeah. You behave yourself, son, yeah. Or I'm going to go over you like a steamroller, yeah. And I'm going to shove you under somebody's door, yeah. And remember, Helen Kane, Poop-Poop-Padoopa, Little Jackie Cooper, Fred Astaire and Rogers, C.O.B. Smith and those other codgers, James Durante, good old Nosey, Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi, Mae West, come up and see me, and Chevalier with his me-me, me-me. But I love the gangsters the best when they say things like, all right, punk, this is the showdown. Don't try to muscle in. My boys and I, we invented the word muscle. You know what you are, boy? You're a grape. And we're the heels, and we're gonna squash you. That's what you see. Watching the late, late show with its thrills and chills, tears and ha-has from those immortal cinema stars. Won't you go home? Tell me, won't you go home? Won't you go home, John Wheeler, won't you go home and watch the late, late show? I call him Fatso. Watch the late, late show. He got the message. Watch the late, late show. And I mean it!
Phil Silvers knocking A. Comden and Green and Stein. Comic number Out of the Ballpark. Well, Comden and Green did a little less in the 1960s. Times changed, and people weren't quite so into those goofy showbiz satires that they ate up in the 40s and 50s. And being the clever people they were, they changed, if not their tune, certainly their lyrics. And they wrote a show with Arthur Lawrence, scored by Julie Stein, called Hallelujah Baby, which was about the civil rights movement, or about the events leading up to it, in a very gentle way. Here is a great personal I Want number up there, probably, with Wouldn't It Be Loverly, sung by Leslie Uggams from Hallelujah Baby, music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Betty and Adolph.
Like you whom I'm beholden, the morning that really belongs to me.
Leslie Uggams from Hallelujah Baby. Well, if we thought Comden and Green were going to give up showbiz as either a topic or a forum for their work, we would be mistaken. In 1977-78 season, they returned to Broadway with a new composer, and they hadn't worked with, Cy Coleman. And they came up with what is, for me, the most fun I simply ever had in a Broadway theater. Actually, I was out of town in Boston, I saw it. And the people in front said, "Would you please stop enjoying it so much? You're ruining it for the rest of us." Here is Must Have Been Catnip for Adolph Green, a number in which Madeline Kahn, as Lily Garland, has to decide between being in a Noel Coward Somerset Maugham drawing room comedy and being in the Passion Play. So two completely high art and low art crashing into each other, courtesy of Comden and Green, music by Cy Coleman, and an unbelievable performance by Madeline Kahn.
Max, I've got to reread this play, Babette. Get Oscar and the Mary Magdalene play out of my mind. An evening late in June, a formal dinner at Babette's. The talk is sharp and swift, and yet the atmosphere is fraught with tension. Everyone is there. Corrupt and debonair. A Mayfair set convention. Babette speaks. I gave this small soiree to tell you all the shrieking news. I'm leaving Romney's bed. The joke is that I'm also leaving Nigel. What a shabby lot. Bedecked with jewels between two fools. All hope is gone. The dance goes on and make the music hot. Rodney speaks. Babette, if you think that you can throw away, and so on, so on, so on, so on, so on. Nigel speaks. What? Babette, this charade will have to end, and so on, so on, so on, so on. Rodney, why, you filthy swine, and so on, so on, so on, so on. And the guests chatter, and so on, so on, so on, so on, so. Babette! My cigarette is out. Oh, Rodney, please get me a light. I need another drink. She sneers and hurls her glass of gin at Nigel. What a shabby lot. I'll get away to Saint-Tropez. In gin and bitters, drown my jitters.
Lily, forget Babette. You'll be magnificent as Mary Magdalene.
Yes, take your wine away.
need another drink. I think I'd like a sip of champagne, or better still, a sort of cocaine, or better still, let us leave salvation. My cigarette is out, the gin is never strong enough. I live for endless loving, boozing, dancing, cruising. We shall be safe. Boozing, dancing, cruising. We shall be safe. Rodney, Nigel, Rodney, boozing, dancing, cruising. We shall be. My cigarette is saved. My cigarette is saved. My cigarette is saved. Where are you, Rodney, Nigel, Nigel, Rodney, Rodney, Nigel? Oscar, 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 Oscar. Oscar. Goodbye, Oscar. Goodbye, Mary Magdalene. Max, I love your play. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Max, I'll do this play. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Comden and Green and Cy Coleman. Well, if I told you Comden and Green were going to work on something based on Ibsen, you'd say, well, I'll be one of those review spoofs, like with Bert Lahr, he'll be Torvald, and Dolores Gray will be Nora. Well, no, they turned to a serious show called A Doll's Life, which only ran less than a week. Scored by Larry Grossman. It did have one or two nice numbers. Here is from, I think, the early 80s, Peter Gallagher, singing from A Doll's Life.
To you, Miss Nansen.
Nora. And to you, Mr. Burnick.
Otto. To the herring.
To the cheese.
To the reindeer. To my room, I decorated it myself.
Stay with me, Nora. Stay here with me, Nora. There's so much talking still to do. We'll share our fancies and our fears as equal partners in life, always happily aware we're a man and a woman too. I want to brush the clouds of sadness from your face and teach your troubled eyes to shine. Stay with me, Nora. I promise you, Nora, you can stay yourself if you'll only stay and be mine.
He knows what I'm feeling. I feel I could help him. He's young, sensitive, and unsure. He's a different kind of man from those I have known. An artist living for art alone.
I want to brush the clouds of sadness from your face and teach your troubled eyes to shine.
can stay yourself.
Should I stay?
If you'll only stay and be mine.
Peter Gallagher from A Doll's Life. Peter Gallagher will be appearing in a revival in the spring of 2015 of On the 20th Century, the first such ever with Christian Chenoweth. So let's go back to that, my favorite score, great music by Cy Coleman. And I think this lyric sums up Betty and Adolph incredibly well. As I said, they were not married, but they were working partners, my goodness, for 6 decades, and they loved the theater, and they loved the fantasy and the drama of all of it, and they celebrated it so well. So here is a tribute to their musical world, which was their private world. John Cullum and Madeline Kahn.
Our private world is like a play about a pair of lovers. The plot says only we may enter, and only we may share the light of love's stage center. Our private world is sweet like this, complete like this, strong. We belong together, you opposite me, opposite you, safe on our planet made only for two. Night after night, day after day, living our private to character play.
How much fun to spend an hour with Betty and Adolph, of course, Comden and Green. What a lovely song from On the 20th Century. As I said at the beginning of the broadcast, they gave us so much and they're still going on strong. On the Town is a hit on Broadway. I've just published among 15 other musicals. The first real critical edition of On the Town, which you can go ahead and get, American Musicals, 1927 to 1969. And that wonderful score we just heard, On the 20th Century, will reappear in the spring of 2015. I had the pleasure of working with them somewhat. We did a revival of On the Town at a theater I worked in Washington called Arena Stage, and they came down and did a wonderful seminar. I met them at their apartment. And years later, I guess, before Adolf was a little too ill to perform constantly, they did indefatigably yet another show at Joe's Pub in downtown at the Public Theater off Broadway. And the people wouldn't let them off stage. And Betty turned to the audience and said, "It's not like we want to keep doing these encores. We're just so old, it takes us a while to get off stage." Well, nothing will ever be old about Comden and Green, Betty and Adolph. My hat's to you. And here's them signing off from their own party with Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Thank you.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away.
It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid.
The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You've danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him.
Now you must wake up. All dreams must end.
Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.